Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 3, Dr. Bloom pointed out that it is interesting to notice that the thing missing in a Jewish worship these days is the blood sacrifice. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
James was teaching us the salvation that works. And that really what the Holy Spirit, it wasn't James, it was the Holy Spirit through the pen of James. But again, James chapter 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Kind of like being held by a chain over a tall precipice. Chain breaks, you're gone. It only takes one weak link. You're attached by 10 links of chain and one of them is weak and it breaks, you still fall from the precipice that you're held over. And hanging over the precipice of hell, if you're depending on your work, you're going to fall headlong into hell. Now, it's important to understand what portion of the law is being addressed? You see, it's not the ceremonial law. It's the moral law. The ceremonial law was important because its practices pointed men to the Savior until he should come. But after Jesus Christ came, this portion of the law was no longer needed. The ceremonial law, with its sacrifices, will be brought back during the millennium. But during this present age, it is set aside. You see, it's interesting that when you look at the Jewish worship today, there's something it seems to lack. It lacks blood. I mean, if they read their own Pentateuch, Genesis to Deuteronomy, they would see clearly that the thing lacking from their worship is blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So the part of the law which cannot be set aside is the moral law. The moral law is needed to show man the nature of sin and to deter that man from falling into transgression. Now, we're chastened for moral failure, not for failure to keep the ceremonies of the law. Now, I find it interesting that a man by the name of Ray Comfort, now, I don't know Ray Comfort. I don't necessarily say you ought to hear him because I don't know him, and I can't say he's got a good ministry, a bad ministry. I don't know the man, but I'd heard a tape by him one time in which he goes through the Ten Commandments in witnessing. It's an open-air thing, and he's out, and they're recording it where he is witnessing to people. And he asks them about heaven and hell, and then he gets the Ten Commandments, and he says, well, let's go through it, and they will look at, thou shalt not bear false witness, have you ever told a lie? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Have you ever had an immoral thought? Jesus said, look upon a woman with lust in your heart. He's committed adultery with her already. Boy, he went through to where they realized they had broken about every one of those laws from 5 through 10. As if they hadn't broken the first laws that pertain with man to God. This first 4. And so, he would go over those things with them. But now, I find that interesting, because I would say that, really, To break a law that God says is the most important commandment to Him. To me, if something God says, this is the most important of all commandments to me, that's the commandment I'd be sure to keep, knowing that He is the judge of my eternity, determines whether I'd be to heaven or to hell. So I would say that to break the most important commandment to God is the greatest sin. And in Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31, Jesus said the most important commandment was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And even the second was likened to it, to love your neighbors yourself. And one of the men who was a Pharisee, one of the lawyers there, the guy that stood on the law, said, well, you've got that right. That's exactly it. There's none other commandment greater than these. Well, have you always loved the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your body, your mind, your strength? Then what did James chapter 2, verse 10 say? For whosoever shall keep the whole law and offend in one point is guilty of all. See, the book of James wasn't teaching that you could work your way to salvation. It was teaching nobody could be saved by their work, but that if you are saved, you have a salvation that works. See, the law was added because of transgression. It was not only to restrain sin, but to reveal the ugly thing that sin is in the sight of God, and to show us how despicable it is in the sight of a thrice holy God. But the law was not given to take the place of the grace of God, nor was it given to be mixed with grace. The law is not a supplement to the grace of God. It was to show those of mankind who would think of things as God would weigh my good against my bad and I'll make it. Well, I'm doing the best I can. I don't try to hurt anyone. I'm generally good. I'm basically good. I'm a clean person. In Titus 3:5, we read this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Anyone who cannot see that they need mercy or they're going to go to hell will end up in hell. You know, you can be in a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone driving 45 and not know that you're breaking the law. But once you see the speed sign and you continue, then it's a transgression. Now, it was still breaking the law at 45 when you didn't know. But now that you know, it's a transgression. Now, everybody else around you may be doing 45, so you say, why not I? But if he pulls you over, you deserve the ticket. Let's imagine we have Interstate 75 that drives right by Ocala, and if you're in your Ocala area, driving down there, stop in and see us at Central Baptist Church. But you're on Interstate 75, and you do 75. You get pulled over. Maybe you think and maybe you say, well, look, I know the speed limit is 70. The people are passing me up. I'm doing 75. They're still passing me up. I'm only 5 mile an hour above the speed limit. I think y'all would allow that. You see, the attitude is, well, look, yeah, it does break the speed limit, but it's not that bad. But that does not change the fact that it still broke the law. And you can still get a ticket for doing 75 on Interstate 75. My friend, just because you think a sin is not that bad doesn't mean that you're not responsible. Everyone in hell will be there justly. Again, everyone in hell will be there justly. However, every man in heaven is there by grace, not because that man was just. He was accepted in the justness of Christ, but not his own justness. The seed came, Jesus Christ. The covenant was confirmed by Jesus Christ. By his incarnation, that is when God, who is the Spirit, John 4:23-24, come to this earth and took on flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, yes, my friend, we find out he was God, for the Word was God. And the Word, John 1:14, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, the incarnation. But not only the incarnation, the life. A life that was fully tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. The smoking flax or reed he would not quench. But not only do we see the virgin birth, the incarnation, the life without sin, but the death. The substitutionary death, the ultimate death for us. For there on the cross, after man had spent 3 hours doing all that he could do to him, the Father took over the crucifixion. The skies turned dark, and for the next 3 hours, the wrath of God is poured out on the human spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was saying that to God because there would be no grace. In Gethsemane, there was grace. Angels came and ministered to him. In the wilderness where he was tempted for 40 days, angels came to minister to him. But here, there is no grace. He will suffer the full punishment for all sin for all time. He is buried. The grave is sealed. His spirit descends down and preaches to those ones that have already gone down. But 3 days later, he re-enters his body and raises victorious over hell and the grave. And so we read in Revelation 1:18 that he has the keys of hell and of death. And now we see Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For with the heart, Romans 10:10, man believeth unto righteousness. Why? Because Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. So we believe unto that righteousness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.